Good morning and welcome to Connect and Grow Radio Show with your host, Jackie Grant. Happy Monday. And if you're listening on the other side of the world, then happy Sunday evening. It'll soon be Monday and maybe we'll get to share a little bit with you on what a Monday may look like. So it's great to have you all here. So, how has your week been last week? What were the highlights for your week? It's really important to celebrate the highlights of the times that we have in our life because good morning, Melbourne. Great to have you here. I love it when I have people interacting with me. For those of you that have not come across our radio show, we go live 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. Occasionally, we push the time back. We let you know. We're working on a schedule so that you can know in advance. But if you follow us, you get alerts, and that's the best way to connect. We also share the recordings as part of our podcast. So if you listen to the recording and you're hearing me make reference to comments, it's the comments that are coming in live. So last week on Thursday, we had our Connect and Grow Expo in Melton, Victoria, Australia. And we had 23 exhibitors, including myself, who provide services to people in the health and disability sector. So people that are looking for maybe a support worker, a plan manager, they might be looking for specific services such as allied health for their health and well-being. And I have to say that what I loved, absolutely loved about the day was the teamwork. Now, I saw providers talking to people, so attendees that came to the expo, and they're like, then I could see them put their arm out and direct them to another provider, right? Now, I love seeing that because it meant that they heard what the person was speaking with them about, and then they were able to say, oh, you know, Mark over here, he is amazing. He does. I don't know. I wasn't privy to the conversation, but I actually did this to a couple of people. A couple of people came in and they shared about their goal for their business and they were looking to, you know, get started and some of the work they do was mental health. And I'm like, oh, yes, come and meet Mark. He is providing services and one of his specialties is mental health. Have a chat and see how he can help you. And then when you're finished with Mark, you might want to meet Ivana, who is a plan manager, and this is how she could potentially help you. Now, that person came back around and actually waited to speak to me before he left. And he said, you know, I want to thank you for the introductions, for the connections. That is what makes this world an amazing place, is connection. Now, I have moments where I don't want to connect with anybody. That's just part of my neurodiversity. It's just part of who I am as a person. But other times, I love to connect with other people. And one of the things, as you can hear in the name of our show, Connect and Grow, is that when we connect with the right people for the right reasons and have the right support, it's incredible what's possible. Now, I'm not going to say anything and everything is possible. I used to say that, and sometimes you'll help me, you'll hear me say that. But I try not to say that now because one day one person said to me, well, you said that anything's impossible if I have the right support. And I said, yes, I did. And I said, but am I ever going to walk again? And I said, right in this moment in time? Nope, probably not. What the future holds, what's developed in the future, what is available to you in the future, I have no idea. None. Because as we know, technology is always developing new things that actually give people more opportunities in their life to do more of what they love. So I'm learning to switch my language up a bit. So let's take a moment, and I'm actually going to play one of these pieces of music. Just looking at which one we'll do. But just want to take you, we'll do motivational aspirations. We'll do that little piece. So while that's playing, I encourage you to have a think about the wins of the week that has been, because I know it's in the past, but then it's going to help us moving into the future. So let's just play this piece of music, have a think about it, and we'll be back in one moment. So how did you go with that thought, those connection to what was a success for you in the week that's been? Now, why is it that we do this? Why is it that we actually talk about this? It's because it is really important to celebrate the wins, because we can get stuck in what is wrong, especially if you read the newspaper, you watch the news, you watch all the, all the TV shows that are all about what's wrong in the world. And the thing is that as you listen to and read all of this, I don't know about you, but I'm going to speak for me personally, I actually become depressed. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's this going wrong. And oh my gosh, they might do that. And oh my gosh, like, No. I mean, it's good to have awareness, though awareness is important. But it's also when you stop and celebrate what is really good and you acknowledge it and you connect with it, then what happens is you're able to say, all right, so in a moment of stress or anxiety or worry, you can go, oh, remember when that occurred. So like I shared about the amazing success of this expo. Now, I also said to the exhibitors at the end of the day, hey guys, I actually want your feedback on what we could do better. What is it that you would like to see more of? What would you have hoped to have achieved here more than you have? And the reason that I do that is because then as we create and plan the next event, I already have my ideas. I already think, okay, this worked. That went really well. Now, one of the people shared with me, and it took us to get halfway around the room before I actually got this. And he said, I would have preferred the networking part of this event to be in the morning, because now I'm tired. Now I'm ready to, as I pack up, I'm in the mindset of I'm just ready to go home. And I went, yeah, fair point. I accept that. I love that, because now what that means is that when I'm planning the next event, which we're hoping to have in June, I'll know more about that very soon. But the next event, we can then take that feedback and create a different experience, an experience where the person and the people that attend are getting the most out of it. So, with that in mind, what are your goals for this week? What is it that you would love to achieve? It's important to set goals. It's important to know what it is that you would like to achieve. And then how will you respond or react if you don't achieve it? Because if you don't have a plan and you're winging it, you go, right, I'm just going to get to these appointments. I'm just going to check the calendar every single day just to make sure I'm in the right spot, which is an important tool. But if you don't actually have a plan for the week, what happens? How much do you actually achieve? And then how enthusiastic and positive are you At the end of the week when we reassess and go, how did we go? So I'm going to give you just a couple of minutes. So let's just have a listen to, let's try fresh air and have a listen to fresh air as you have a think about, what it is that is your goals for a week. Now this is a softer tune, so you should be able to just really focus on that. So how did you go with planning out your goals for the week? So one of the things that we find is that when you have a goal, like if you're on holidays, going with the flow is great because that's the whole idea of the holiday, of not having to be anywhere at a specific time. But if you're running your own business, if you have certain goals in your life that you want to achieve, such as weight release, such as getting fitter, taking better care of yourself, more relaxation, more fun, whatever those things are, how do they actually fit into your life? And where do they fit into your life? Now, I know that I speak about goals a lot, and in March, Connect and Grow magazine, which I'll share the links very soon for that on social media. For that, we did talk a lot in the magazine about facing challenges and facing change, because often when we want to create a change in our life, there's challenges that come with it. Now, Natalia is going to be on tomorrow at 9 o'clock with me. We're gonna do the whole show together. And Natalia writes in our Connect and Grow magazine. And she's got some strategies that can help you, the listener and the reader of the magazine, to connect with the challenges that you may have in your life that come about as you create change. Now, interestingly, because when I've got the three writers, and we may be adding on more soon, but interestingly, I wrote my feature article and then I read Natalia's and I went, wow, we are so in sync. So the magazine you're going to find is going to connect a lot. Having plans and having a goal of like, I'm working on this particular goal, so the action steps that I have to take, they help you when you have it planned out to stay on track. But we also know that life doesn't always go to schedule. So, for example, I was unwell on the weekend and I ended up in hospital for a little bit. And, you know, we got a primary diagnosis of what's going on, and it just means that I have to go and have more tests so that we can have a treatment plan. And, you know, I stopped and I listened to my body and I went, you know what, this part I can't handle myself, so I'm going to have to go and get some additional support, which was at the hospital. And then I'll go and see the specialist as I need to, and we'll have an action plan. Now, I share this with you because if I had have just kept my head in the sand about it and said, no, it'll be fine, it'll be all good. It was potentially going to get worse. And this is what happens when we are not taking care of ourselves. And a huge part of taking care of ourselves is having a plan for the week ahead. But it's also, as I said before, celebrating the wins, celebrating the good times, honoring the people that make a positive difference in your life is so important. So who is it that's in your life that brings you joy, that inspires you, that helps you to stay on track? Now, they could be three different people. I have a few different people in my life that I will go to for certain things. So I'll go to my business coach when I want support and coaching and mentoring around my business and to get some clarity around an idea that I may have. I then have other people that I'll say, well, this part of my business, I'm thinking of doing this, and you're in the sector with me. So what do you think? What are you hearing on the ground from other people? So I like to get other people's input. Now, then what I do with that comes back to what is right for me and what is right for our business, what is right for my life. Having said all of that, there's always going to be someone in our life that turns around and says, you shouldn't do that. Nope, you shouldn't do that at all. Now, on that note, that impacts your energy, right? It impacts your energy, your belief, and how you feel about yourself and what is going on. So when you choose to listen to the people that are giving you that constructive, positive feedback, especially when you've asked for it. If you haven't asked for it, that's a bit tougher to take. But when you ask for it and you think about it, and then you go and you take from it what is right for you, not for anyone else, but what is right for you. So let's do another little reflection exercise that is going to, okay, let's try happy moments, because we want to create more happy moments. And as we play happy moments, I'd love for you to think about the people that actually inspire and motivate you in your life. So just have a think about it, a little bit of fun. So how did you go with thinking about the people that inspire you, right? The people that lift you up. Now, I am working on getting some of Martin Jordan's songs on here as well. So it's taking a little bit longer, but that's exciting. So who is it in your life that you can think of right now that, you know, they just have this really happy demeanor? That they're like, sure, they have their problems in life, but they don't need to tell the whole world about it. And when they're with you, when they're speaking with you, they're really focused on hearing what you're saying. Do you have anyone in your life? I now have about six of those people. We are all in a group together, which is led by our business coach and mentor. And I have known my business coach mentor for over 10 years, and we have both seen each other grow, and we know, you know, that life isn't always easy, that we have some challenges. But one of the things that he does is he has his coach and mentor, and so then he learns from them, then he comes and he teaches us, which means that then we can go and help other people as well. And one of the things that we do in our sessions is that we each get to share, and then permission is asked to share feedback. So, for example, if I've shared about what's going on in my business and how I'm feeling and whether there's a challenge or whether it's all good, and then we will be, and then the question gets asked, are you open for feedback from the group? And you have an opportunity to go, actually, no, I'm not, because I don't need any, or yes, I am, go ahead, right? Permission is asked. And that was one of the biggest things that I learnt in this life, and especially with social media, is that nobody actually asks, do you mind if I share this with you? And I've been guilty of that as well. I've just jumped straight in and given my inverted commas, my opinion. But sometimes people don't ask for the feedback. They don't ask. So on Thursday, when I asked a group of people for feedback, it was kind of like, yeah, we'll just keep it nice. And I didn't want nasty, obviously, but I wanted constructive feedback. And when I got that constructive feedback, it allowed me to assess. It allowed me to think about what is it that I could do differently. Why am I sharing all of this with you? It's so that you can smile more in your life, so that you can choose activities and people who are part of your life to really be fully present in your life or not. So you can choose, what are my goals for myself? What are the action steps to achieve those goals? And whom do I need support from? And where might I find that support? And also to give you some insight into how important it is for you to choose you. So if someone that you've known, even if you've known them your entire life, is no longer a support for you, then they're more negative than they are positive, that each time you have an interaction with them, you feel tired, you feel exhausted. If that's what you're getting, then have a think about whether they're the right person for you. And then have a think about, what if you were to distance yourself from them? And you can actually trial this, because when people are draining your energy, when they're just giving their opinion unsolicited, as we say, so it wasn't asked for, it's just, here it is, this is what you should do, that can be confronting for some people. It can be a challenge for some people. So it's important to always know that you do have choice in your life. And you have choice even when you feel like you don't have choice. Now, I know that sounds a little bizarre. What do I mean by that? You have choice on how you react or respond to a situation. You may not have choice about the implementation of a new rule or a new guidance or a new direction. It could be in your workplace. It could be in your private life. You might not agree with the way someone is behaving, and they're choosing that behavior themselves. And you might not agree with it. You might not agree with this new way that work does certain things. But you do have choice on whether you react or you respond. Now, you might think that that just makes perfect sense. Well, you know, I can either get involved or not. But do you actually fully understand the depths of that choice of responding or reacting? It's actually a really powerful tool to really understand, and I know I'm using that word a lot, really, but it is so important. So we're just going to go to Spirit of the Rose piece of music, and you can have a listen to that and have a think about, do you respond more in your life or do you react? Which one is it that you do the most of? So that was a little bit of an abrupt end. So react, respond. Okay, let's dive deep into that. Now, the reason it's important is because it can make a lot of difference to the amount of energy that you have for yourself and for other people. That's physical, mental, and emotional energy we're talking about. So let's think of a scenario. So a scenario where you have no control over the decision. So it's a workplace decision and you have to now follow a certain new policy and procedure as part of your job. So the boss has made this announcement that as of today or as of next Monday, we are now going to be doing A, B, C, and D, and we are no longer doing this, and this. Okay, so you can't control that because this is a business decision made by the company that you work for. So you can't control it. So you read it and your interpretation of these changes in the steps and actions that you've got to do for your job, you go, oh man, now we're going to have to do even more paperwork and we're going to have to do this. And that is a reaction. It's a reaction to the information. And it's like, damn it, I hate change. You know, it was really working well the way they did it before. So why do we have to change? Yeah, I'm not happy about this. Okay, this is a reaction. Now, the response goes something like this. Okay, and this, remember, I have autism traits. So change is a struggle for me. So when you hear this, just go with it. So the scenario is still the same. The example is still the same that the boss has said, right, so as of next Monday, we are now doing this, and this, and we are no longer doing this and this. So we all have a reaction to it. We always have a reaction first, always. And that reaction we can internalize or we can externalize. Now, by those two things, you might be working at home by yourself or you've got your own space. So there's no one else around you when this email or announcement comes out. So you can react, right? Like you can go, oh, damn it, just got used to the other way. Okay, so you can still have that. That's super cool. But what you do when you go to the team meeting later that day or when you're with your coworkers or interacting online, so you might be using, chat online for your business, this is where your response comes in. Now, Often when there's workplace change announcements, there really isn't a discussion about it in the sense of, yeah, we loved your input on whether you think this is a good move or not. No, that rarely happens. Not saying it won't, but rare. But often there is a workplace discussion around, so you all got the email making the announcement that as of next Monday, we are now doing this and this. And everybody in the meeting goes, yeah, we got that. But this is where you get to choose how you respond to this news and this discussion. So you can sit there and use your reaction, which is, you know, I don't want this change and it's no good. And there's a bit of protesting going on. Really, it's a waste of time, but okay, you're entitled to your opinion. Or you could say, well, if you haven't read it all, then share that. But I just need time to process this. So I've got a week. So do I have an opinion or any questions on this change? Not at this moment in time, but I'm very sure that I will. Okay, so what you're doing is you're giving yourself time to actually read the changes and process and think before you speak that this is not going to work. By saying it's not going to work and you haven't really taken the time to look at it, that's a reaction. Do you have questions on this? You know, your boss asks you, do you have any questions on this? Well, you probably do have a question, which is, why are we doing this? But that's probably not the right question to be asking at this moment in time. So it could be, let me read it again. Let me process it again. And when I have questions, may I reach out to you? Is that okay? Or are we having another meeting? Because right now, I need a little more time. Now, for those of you that read and process a lot quicker than that, that you've read it and you go, well, I can't do anything about it. It is what it is. I'm just going to learn what's required of me and do that. Now, that is a combination of reaction and response, because if you've read it and it makes perfect sense for the way it's written, that might not make overall sense. You know, we don't really need to change anything. That could still be your response. But you more accepting of it, then you can then respond with, yep, I've read it. Cool. We'll just get on with it. That's okay. No, I understand what I've got to do. Now, instead of going in this section, I've now got to look for the new section, and that's what I've got to do. Okay. So acceptance sometimes is important. When you can't change it, it's like way, as I say, way above my pay grade kind of thing. But how you respond to it or react to it is really important, because if you're putting energy into being, I hate change, why are they changing this now? Like, this isn't going to work. I can see it now. It's not going to work. And you get angry about it. What happens for your physical, mental, and emotional body? Like, what is going on? Because when you get angry, you get tense, your heart rate goes up, your blood pressure goes up, and none of that is really good for your overall health and well-being. So by learning to have your reaction, but going, I'm not happy about this. Okay, so what do I need to do? What is my part in this? What is my responsibility? And where do we go from here? That is allowing you to respond and then watch your stress levels, which impact your health and well-being. When you're stressed, you're more likely to look for comfort food. So we talked about that last week with Kathy around the comfort food and the comfort eating. It's also, we also discuss it in Connect and Grow magazine as well in the weight management section. So you always have a choice in your reaction or in your response, and then how that impacts on your health, your fitness, and your well-being. Now, in life, you will always have choice around whether you actually want to attend events and things like that. So if going out with somebody that is always full of drama and negativity and you know, just life just seems something's always going to go wrong with that person. That's like, oh man, I spend more time sitting here waiting for a solution, you know, like the car broke down or that, you know, they got a flat tire or like always that drama. Then you might want to think about how important that is and how important your time is. You know, what are you getting out of the situation that you keep going into it? All of these things that we've talked about today are important aspects of you taking care of you. And if you think about your weekend and the week that's been and the successes, because it's really easy to find what went wrong. Really easy. And it's really easy to focus on what went wrong, what isn't working. But where does that actually take you in an emotional sense? Where does that take you with creating change for more success? How is your energy around all of that? Like, how do you feel? I know that I do. I have at times a anger response. I like, I'm so angry with that, right? And then I go into frustration because it's like I can't actually create a change. And that is reactions. But if I go, you know what? That decision that you know, government or that whoever made, like whatever the decision is, like that's out of my parameters to actually make and have an input in. I can't change it. The decision's made. That's like really annoying and it's impacting me and my life this way. So now we've acknowledged the impact. But if I sit and complain about it all the time, then my energy is stuck in the negative. If I share it with everybody with a negative tonality, then I'm staying in the negative. And then I personally feel exhausted being in that state. I feel like there's more barriers than there are open doorways. Like it's so easy to stay stuck. But if I look at it and go, you know what? That is what it is right now and I don't necessarily agree with it and I'm going to have to make some changes in my life. But okay, how can we do that? How can we make a better change? I can choose to say, well, that's annoying. And as Constance shared with us last week, to add some humor into it. Like, what if I just smiled more? What if I went, you know what? It is what it is. And how this impacts my life is A, B, C, and D. And then these are the decisions I've got to make. And these are the actions that I'm going to take. We shared at the start of the show the wins, celebrating and acknowledging the wins of the week before because you get to bring them forward. Share more of the wins. Share more of the celebrations. Know your strengths. Now, just before I started the show, someone had messaged me on Facebook Messenger and that person shared a little bit about themselves and so then I shared a little bit about myself. I said, look, I have autism and ADHD traits. And for me, sometimes it's easier for me to do a voice recording message rather than sit and type because I'm trying to type so much, I can't keep up with what I want to say. So in my head, I've got the plan, here's the message, but my fingers can't type as fast as I need them to. And the person wrote back and said to me, that's okay. I prefer to type than speak. So now we both know that each other's form of communication. And now we can have respect for that so that when we do connect and speak and discuss what was shared, then we know that potentially one person's just going to type a lot and the other person's going to speak, or vice versa. Or it could be that both type. But finding out a person's form of communication and how they like to be communicated with and respecting that is important, because these are healthy boundaries that you put in place as well. So when you bring forward the week of success and all the successes of the week, because you stop to identify how things work for people and connect with people, and you share more of those, then people are going to naturally be drawn to you. They're going to be naturally going, I want to hang around with that energy a lot more. It's not to say life doesn't get frustrating and hard and challenging. It does, but it's your choice on whether you react to every challenge or whether you choose to respond, and how you do this consistently. Now, I have someone in my life and they keep saying to me, if you could just be consistent, that would be amazing. You know, because you're either high or you're low, or you're full on of energy or you're low in energy. You know, but when you're interacting, like, you can do all of those things, but when you're interacting, I like more consistent, like in the middle energy. I don't need the really hyped up energy and I don't need the low energy. So they're sharing how they prefer their communication or how they prefer things. And I have a choice. Then once that person shared that with me, I had a choice to go, yeah, you know what? I don't want to hang around with you because I need to be me and all of me. But do I really know me? And that's your question. Do you really know you? So if I said to you, stand up and be true to you and allow yourself to have more successes that you share than you have than challenges. And if I said to you, you can choose whether you react or respond, because that's going to make a big difference as well, would you sit there and go, I don't even know who the heck I am? You know, I know I love this and I do that. I share all of this with you. It's a lot. It's a lot of strategies. It's a lot of information. But let's face it, it's not anything that you haven't heard in the past, because you have. Everything I've shared with you has been shown to you, taught to you at some point. But sometimes we just need a reminder. And I know that I went into one of my group mentoring sessions not so long ago, and I had this whole list of questions that I wanted to put out to the team for their feedback. And I said to our coach, our mentor, I said, now just remind me, because I want to ask a couple of questions in the group and I want the group feedback. And he went, yep, sure. Now, by the time he got to me to share, others had shared, I think three people had shared, and I was sitting there going, wow, yeah, what you said was really good, and okay, I didn't look at things like that. So by the time it got to me, half of my questions had already been answered. Now, my approach and my choice could have been that I still wanted to get the feedback on my questions, like specifically about me, or I could take what I was already hearing, what was already resonating with me, and go, you know what? I don't even need to ask these questions now. I've actually got my answer. Because sometimes in someone sharing their experience, their wins, and us really listening to them can make such a massive difference to where we go next. Now, some of the shares might be irrelevant, but they're their wins and their successes. And what I love about my business coach is that we always celebrate the person. We always have a routine that is really acknowledging and celebrating that person. And it's something that I'm going to be taking into more of my events and more of the things that I do. If you'll notice that as we start to grow this show, we will get more people on and we will celebrate their wins and their successes. And the reason that this message is so important, and I'm going to keep coming back to it, is because our energy lifts. We naturally go, yes, I feel so good, because you're sharing something that can make other people feel good as well. And this is so very important for our life. So as you plan your week ahead, celebrate the wins and take what didn't work as a lesson, as something that you can go, do I need to do that again? How could I do it differently? How relevant is it to this week, to where I'm going, to my overall goals? And if it's not hugely relevant, then maybe it's not a focus for this week. And smile. Seriously, smile. As I went through the photos and the videos of the expo, because I was in I want to learn, observe mode as I went through them. Like, I've looked at them with different lenses. One of the things that I really noticed is how much people were smiling. And they even smiled and laughed at the end of the event when they're all tired and wanting to go home. And I'm going, actually, we're going to do one exercise before you go home. And I did it purposely knowing that they were tired. And I said, we're doing this because you are tired. And they were able to laugh and smile and embrace it. And I think that that's a real testimony to the people as who they are as people. When you've got a moment, this is a little bit of an interesting exercise to do, is go through your social media, go through the newsfeed, and notice what you're seeing. Notice what is coming up on your newsfeed. This is just a really quick scrolling thing, right? So notice, Mary's back in hospital again, like, wasn't she there last week? Okay, right. You know, Angela's dog died. Yep, that's horrible, sad, feel for you, but okay. Tim's car broke down. Yep, right. So that kind of thing, if you're seeing a lot of that, then there's a lot of, like, people sharing what is going wrong, right? Now, then you see someone else, right? So you move away, you come back and you start scrolling again and you go, oh, look at that. Angela and Michael have a new baby. Awesome. That's amazing. Congratulations, guys. Well done. Oh, look at that. You know, Peter just got engaged. Good on him. He's been single for a while. Like, do you see what I'm saying? That, you know, look at that. Someone is celebrating something. Or look at nature, or look at this amazing picture of the ocean. Like, just recently I watched on TikTok this video. I've watched it, like, I don't know, 5 times, and how the different oceans actually merge and, like, what's going on. Like, on one side it's like blue and on the other side it's red. It's like, man, like, and there's this kind of line, and I'm like, wow, if I could scuba dive and it was safe to go out there, I'd love to see what was going on underneath as well. Like, I'm thinking, someone drop a camera. I want to see what's going on underneath as well. And just how incredible is that? Like, it's just wow. Like, that just blew my mind, that video. But these are things that actually can give you energy and can help you achieve your goals, because they give you different insights and different perspectives, and that is what you require to release your excess weight, to become fitter, healthier, to reduce your stress, is more of the positive energy, more of the upbeat energy. It doesn't mean there's no problems. It doesn't mean there's no challenges. It doesn't mean that life is simple and really easy. It's not. Someone once said to me recently, they said, you know what, I consistently show up to do my best and I like to keep things a certain way. And I said, yeah, you're known for this, this and this. And they went, yes, because I consistently do it, but it's not easy. I have my days where I can't be bothered doing something, but I still do it. Comes down to how important something is for you as well. So today, as you plan out your week ahead, as you celebrate the week that's been, take the time to acknowledge you as the most important person in your life. You are, because if you're not, you really should be. Because when you take care of you, you then have the energy to take care of others. Okay? Our tools that we have in our life are only as good as the energy that we put into them. That includes ourselves. So in nature, a mother lion will always feed herself first before she feeds her babies. And that's because she's got to have the energy to protect them as they grow, right? So if you don't have the energy, if you don't have the clarity, the mindset, the plan, and then you're giving to everyone else, what is going on for you? You're getting drained. So taking care of you, investing in you, smiling and laughing and having more fun actually helps you to be the best version of you. And then you get to see what's possible in your life. And then you get to be more on track. You know, I made a commitment to do this show 5 days a week outside of any technical difficulties. And I got told, I know I've shared this with you before, I got told, why are you doing that? That's a lot of work, Jackie. That's a lot of a commitment. But it is part of me showing up for my day. Because I know myself well enough to know that if I don't have to do this show, if I haven't made that commitment to not only myself but to each of you and to the guests that I have on, then, you know, there could be days where I get nothing done because it's easy. I don't have to be anywhere, dude. It's all good. I'm all here. It's fine. So making a commitment to something that's external to ourselves can help us show up and stay on track as well. It's important for our overall health, our fitness, and our well-being to plan and take care of ourselves and to look at where we get our energy from, what lights us up in the sense of happiness and joy, how much of it that we have, what are you sharing on social media, what are you sharing with people, how is your tonality, and importance of being true to you. Be you. Sometimes you have to tweak it a little bit, you know, for the circumstances. But when you are naturally happy, when you can see the successes more, you actually welcome in more successes. So I hope that's helped. The actual podcast, so the recording of this will be up by the end of the day. We are going out, as we do every single show, with our song Break Free by Tatiana and Mark. It's a song that I do really enjoy it. I love playing this song. So thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. So Tuesday, 9 a.m. Natalia is going to be with us. And I look forward to connecting with you soon. Have an amazing day.